92, it's Maddie, Jason and Divian in the morning, and time for Doctors in the House.
Yay!
This month, we're going to learn about some common conditions that can affect your lifestyle, especially for us women, is ovarian cysts.
That's right.
And here to tell us more is Dr. Cindy Pang. She was here last year and she's back again.
Yes.
Obstetrician and gynecologist from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital.
Yay!
Welcome back, Doc.
Doc, I got to ask you, all cysts, you know, the same?
Of course not. There are many different types of cysts, and that's why you need us around to help you interpret what the cysts are.
Right.
Mm. Yes. Mm. So ovaries, every woman usually has two, and they are usually the size of a walnut in a young lady under 50.
Right.
So cyst grows on this ovary, and usually we will use an ultrasound scan to find out.
And you mean ovarian cysts?
Correct, right? Ovarian cysts. So they are usually collections on the ovary that would enlarge the ovary. So these cysts can contain a lot of different stuff inside.
I see.
We have blood, we have water, and sometimes we have a type of cyst known as dermoid cyst. They can contain teeth.
We talked about that last year, remember?
Right?
And then Jason was like,
teeth and hair.
Yes. And bone, and sometimes brain tissue.
It's like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah. Yes, I think we had the same conversation last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Are they dangerous? Are these cysts dangerous? Or what cysts are dangerous?
Okay, so these cysts that I've described are actually quite benign, which means that they are non-cancerous.
Right.
The ones that we tend to worry about are those that can be cancerous or malignant. So some growths of the ovaries can be cancerous, and the scary part about that is that you have no symptoms. So ovarian cancer is known as a silent killer.
Oh no.
Because you don't get bleeding, you may not have pain.
Right.
And the only symptom that you might have is when it actually spreads.
So I had cysts before, and it really, like, the pain was just immense, right?
Really,
yeah, I mean, it comes and it goes, but it's very painful when it's there. So you're saying that actually the more dangerous the cyst, the less you'd feel it? Because mine was obviously not malignant, it was benign.
So the cyst that can sometimes cause pain will be the blood cyst.
Right.
Because blood cysts are associated with endometriosis, which is a benign condition, but that involves the lining of the womb traveling out of the womb, sticking on stuff and sticking on the ovaries. So those have a lot of inflammation, which is like swelling.
Yeah.
So those can cause pain.
Right.
So should women go in to be checked for cysts? How do you find out if a woman has one of these dangerous ones?
Okay, so usually, I mean, thankfully, a lot of women nowadays go for a regular health screening. And this health screening screens them for family history, screens them for risk factors, and also does normal, I mean, does scans routinely. And this would tell us whether or not they have cysts in the first place. So most of the patients that come to us actually go for health screening and find that on the way.
So do that, you know, health screening, do it yearly. Don't take your health for granted.
For sure.
And if you'd like to find out more, log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg. And that was Dr. Cindy Pang from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.